This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for spending time with us, being with us, talking with us, being engaged, involved, all of that. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the polls, I said. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Christmas is just around the corner. Actually, if you really want to, it'd be a perfect gift for Halloween to a liberal. How do you like that? I mean, really, seriously. Give it to them. Imagine when they open that package, that Halloween package up, and it says, Ramblings of a Right Wing. There's the first screen, right? Bible-thumping white guy, that's it. About that time, you should hear them hit the floor in a thud. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including give me your email address. I only send an email out once a week. I let you know some of the topics, what we're talking about. This week's email had a little bit more in it. Had some personal stuff in there, so you have to sign up for one to get one if you want to know what we're talking about, what we got going on. So, you know, we're hearing about all the money that the Republicans are getting from wealthy Americans, you know, and how rich we are and how much we hate poor people. We only love rich people. We only help rich people, which is really a kick, considering most of the wealthiest people in this country are Democrats. And I'd like to know, you know, I know they give a lot of money to charities and what have you, but, you know, they keep talking about, some of these richest ones, they keep talking about a mandatory minimum wage. And they wouldn't mind paying a little bit more money for that. So my thought is, since they have all these groups that they pull together, you know what I mean? They have all these specialty groups, the Committee to Save the Polar Bear, I don't know, whatever they got. Why don't they put together a committee to provide the salaries for people not working? That's what they want. Everybody gets a salary. These guys could reach into their cookie jars and pull out enough cash out of each and every one of those to do what they're talking about doing. Why do we have to do it, would be the question. Jeff Bezos. All right, so let's just go through, like, among the top ten here, just for a minute. So you got Jeff Bezos. You have Bill Gates. You have Warren Buffett, Mark Zuckerberg, Larry Ellison. I mean, are you hearing these names? Michael Bloomberg, well, he's a registered Republican, but you'd never know he was a Democrat. I mean, he's more of a Democrat. You'd never know he was a Republican. But let's just go back to the top five, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There you go. So Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Mark Zuckerberg, and Larry Ellison. Now, Bezos is worth $160 billion. Bill Gates is worth $97 billion. Warren Buffett, $88 billion. Mark Zuckerberg, $61. This is according to Forbes magazine. This isn't according to Joe Mazzina. Larry Ellison, $58 billion. Now, there's a whole bunch of billions going on there. Quick, let me see. A quick lineup here. There's 100, There's two, three, four. So there's $450 billion. Now think about that. $450 billion. That you could give every family in need. You could take, well, I don't know, maybe half of that. Right? Because didn't President Obama say that a person has no need for any more than $3 million? Isn't that what he said? After what could somebody do with more than $3 million? Well, he knows now what somebody could do with more than, because I think the last I saw it was worth like $40 million. Which is quite interesting how you go into the White House almost broke, because your law licenses are no longer effective. So you go into the White House, you're almost broke, you don't have a whole bunch of money. Not like you've made these wonderfully great investments. And it's not like you left the White House and then you started doing speaking tours and then you started building money. No. Somehow, when they left the White House, they were worth $47 million. So he's found the magic formula. But let's get past the million. Let's just talk about these five. And when you look at their philanthropy scores, Bezos is in the toilet. So here's the guy who's always talking about, you know, what we should be doing more for society, when he's not himself. Now, Gates, Buffett, and Zuckerberg, they're all at the top of the rung for their philanthropy score. And I don't question who they give it to, but I guarantee you they're definitely globalist type of issues. I don't know what they're doing for us here in these United States. But if you think of the amount of money, $450 billion. $450 billion. Take half. Whatever, take half. Let's take $150 billion. Again, how many families could you feed? How many families could you take out of living in a wash, living in an alleyway? How many old beat up hotels could you take across the country and remodel and rebuild them as homeless shelters? How many? You see where I'm going with this? I mean, these guys talk the game. But you really, seriously, okay, let's grab one of these. Bezos, let's go back to Bezos. You're going to laugh at me. I don't begrudge him the money. The guy worked hard. The guy put his money and his parents' money on the line for this company. So there's no reason in the world why he shouldn't benefit from it. But how many people does he need $160 billion? Let's take $5 billion. Wouldn't even notice that. Like you and I coming up with a $10 bill given to the guy in front of 7-Eleven to buy himself a hamburger. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, Just on the Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit
heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Like I said, head up to the website. I got a lot going on up there. You can read the stories. You can buy my book. You can buy a coffee mug. I keep telling you, and you'll never know, right? Unless you do it. I mean, seriously, that's the only way you're going to figure out that I'm telling you the truth. So you need to hop up to the website. You need to buy a coffee mug. And I'm telling you, coffee, tea, all of it tastes so much better in a TRS mug. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I first got involved with this group way CPAC. I think it was like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was, you know, just before the president ran for office. And there were all kinds of groups there. And it was this one guy, man, there must have been 15 or 16 or 17 of them, young black men with these signs that said, you know, blacks for Trump. And I started, you know, Deontay Johnson was there, and I didn't know him at the time, and I started yelling from my booth, hey, You're lying. You're a bunch of liars. There's no blacks for Trump. And Deontay came over, and he spoke with me, and we talked about the group and the organization and what he was trying to do. And the organization has grown. They've proved themselves to be true. And they weren't paid by another organization just to do it. And they're really out there showing America that Trump is, I'm not going to say loved, but he is supported by all kinds of groups. So Malik Abdul is on with me. He's the chief of staff for the Black Conservative Federation. And I always appreciate when they bring somebody on. They let me have somebody come on and speak with me. So, Malik, thanks so much for being with me.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for the invitation.
It's a lot of fun. I love when you guys come on. I really do. So let's talk about, again, you joined the organization. Why did you join the organization? What drove you to this?
I met Deontay, it was ironically about a year ago today, and he had told me about the organization. I wasn't familiar with it because it was still young at the time, and a friend of ours had introduced us, and I told her that I was trying to associate with more Republicans, and she suggested Deontay, so she kind of hooked us up on, connected us on Facebook, and we met. And instantly hit it off, and he had told me about his organization. And I was impressed, but, you know, not just because I was like, wow, here's this young guy. You know, he has this whole organization, and he has this vision for what he wants to do as far as expanding the Black conservative movement. And it was a period where the organization was, you know, made a few transitions, but Deontay asked me to come on initially as the communications director. So I was the national communications director. And then I ended up, well, as I am now, the chief of staff. But it's been I can say it's been a great experience because, you know, the goal really is to expand the Black conservative movement. And we know, we acknowledge that that's not something, it's, you know, there's no one way to do that.
Sure.
So we don't think that we have all the answers on how to do that, but we do believe that we can contribute in ways that we can make a difference.
Now, you know, again, you say you're seeking out Republicans. One of the things that Republicans do terribly, they're really bad at this, is reach out to the Black, to the Asian, to the gay, Latino, whatever community is, they do a lousy job doing that. Do you agree with that?
I do, in a sense. You know, of course, at that moment, I was looking for Black conservatives. And that's, you know, there, of course, there aren't that many. And so it's a very small network. Fortunately, I made some connections during the 2016 campaign. There was a group of Black conservatives who were on a lot of group phone calls and conference calls and things like that. So fortunately, I made some connections through that. But it hasn't been that difficult to find, you know, other Black Republicans. There are things, you know, the Republican Party, unfortunately, you know, there's a history there, as it was with both, as it really is with both parties.
Right. Yeah.
But there are certain things, you know, it's not always as easy as right. It could be. There are things that the party could do better. And I will say that it's a lot that it has been doing. You know, just as if you look at what the RNC is doing as far as their engagement, you know, they really, you know, the party itself is really doing a lot. But what happens is that you may have a few bad apples here and there. And then, of course, that pretty much colors the entire party. And so people make assumptions about the entire party based on the actions of a few.
Well, this is why I was 11. And it's a question. So let me ask you point blank. Is Trump a racist?
No, I don't think Donald Trump is a racist at all. I've never met him.
Right.
But, you know, not based on anything that I've seen, it's nothing that I could say or identify as something that he did that was racist. There are things that Donald Trump says that most politicians would not say at all, period. And I acknowledge that. I knew that before I voted for him. I knew that when I was supporting him. I acknowledge that he says things and he does have an unorthodox approach So sometimes he, you know, may make it difficult for himself much more than it should be. But a racist? Absolutely not. You know, it's a, this is, if you think about it, and I say this often, you know, this is a routine strategy of Democrats. Before there was Trump, Mitt Romney was a job-killing, bullying sexist who kept a binder full of women. You know,
before that's then, right. I forgot about that. You're so right.
Yeah, come on now. Before then, people don't remember, but it was John Lewis. John Lewis in 2007 or 8 when McCain and Palin, the late Senator McCain, was campaigning with Sarah Palin. It was John Lewis who said, who likened McCain's election, if he was elected, to George Wallace standing in the schoolhouse door. So this is what they were saying then about John McCain. Of course, as you saw in 2000, from 2016 up until now, all of those people that Democrats have made comments about and, you know, made assumptions about them being racist, those type of attacks, they love them now. So they love Mitt Romney. They love John McCain. They just didn't love him enough to support him in an election.
I know, right? You know? Seriously. Well, you know, it's one of the things we talk about on the show on a regular basis is the word racism. And I said, you know, the Democrats have thrown that around so much that a terrible, nasty, ugly word and the meaning behind it has now been made of no effect. So now when a Democrat looks at me and says, you know, that Messina, he's such a racist, you go, oh, thank you. Because it doesn't mean what it meant before. And we're going to hit that on the other side of the break, because I really hate the fact that they've taken away the nastiness of some of the words that we use on a regular daily basis. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The senator has been made aware.
In Bangor, Maine, police investigating a threat against Republican Senator Susan Collins.
Our criminal investigation division is currently on scene and they are actively working this case. Currently, we have no information that would suggest the public at large is in any danger whatsoever.
Police Sergeant Wade Betters says a suspicious letter sent to her house. U.S. Capitol Police will be taking over the investigation.
So any further questions as the investigation continues should be directed to the U.S. Capitol Police.
A hazmat team assessing the letter.
We reached out to the local hazmat team, our local fire department, working with federal authorities.
Collins, of course, one of the key yes votes during Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
We are back. So listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of our conversation. Now, Malik Abdul joins us. He's the Chief of Staff for the Black Conservative Federation. Having a great conversation with him. Some of you, the Black Conservative Federation, we usually have Deontay Johnson on with us. And Malik, thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So before we get to your National Day of Action, I want to get back to, we were talking about the way that the left is taking some of these words and making them of no effect. Now, you know, your people have suffered racism tremendously over the years, over the decades, and it's got to make you nuts at some point in time where they use this word, they throw it around so much, it's become of no effect. And there have, there have been terrible things done from racist people, and I fear that people are going to stop paying attention to the word and stop paying attention to the action because of that. What do you think?
Well, it's I do believe it's unfortunate. We do live in a time now where it's so easy to call someone a racist. You know, it's entirely possible to say something that was racial and you not be racist. You know, it doesn't mean that you're a racist because you may say something that you wish not, you could have, you know, you wish you had said something different or you had phrased something in a certain way. Look at what's happening now in Georgia with Brian Kemp. He's being accused, you know, the dog whistles are sounding now by the Stacey Abrams and other Democrats because they're saying that because Brian Kemp said that there were outside agitators in that race, then that he was making some sort of racist comment because, of course, you know, there's a history with that term as far as outside agitators, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and other groups all during that 60s and even up until now have been called that. But that does not mean that he was racist. And so I disagree with that, but it's so easy. And so the media has now picked up on this thing where they're trying to imply that he's racist because he said outside agitators. It was the word outside agitators. So now saying outside agitators, two words in the English lexicon, that's now racist. You know, it's ridiculous. And it's so unfortunate because you have a media that feeds into it. And so there is no, you know, real mechanism other than Fox and some of the other conservative outlets to really push back on that. But because mainstream media has so much coverage and they get so much support, whether it's from Hollywood or wherever it's from, you know, you can't really, sometimes it's very hard to get the correct message through. So that's why I appreciate shows like yours, because you can talk about this type of stuff and let your listeners know that these are what the facts are. These are the facts. And so, you know, that's why I appreciate you having us on so we can talk about stuff like this.
Well, I appreciate you guys being willing to talk about it, because you'd be surprised how many aren't. Look, I should be able to make comments about, you know, what's commonly referred to as, you know, black, white, yellow, brown, whatever the terminologies are. We should be able to talk about this openly. You know, you look, Kanye West goes to the White House, okay? And all of a sudden, the left black community turns on him. One person calling him a white supremacist. I'm thinking, I am totally lost when it comes to the English language now. Because how can Kanye West, a black man, be a white supremacist if I use the definition that they've been using for the last 2 years? Well, even longer than that, right? And here's a man, you know, well, again, whether he was black or Native American or Asian or what have you, here's a man that goes to see the president to work through something. Now, I don't know about his record sales. I don't know if he did this as a PR stunt. I don't care. If he got something good done, if he got in front of the president and he stuck something in the president's head that would last and maybe make him help out a community, what's the problem here?
Well, the problem is that it just speaks to the hypocrisy of the left, in the sense that, you know, Obama's White House was chock full of celebrities celebrities who came into the White House. You know, they had their photo ops in the Oval Office. You know, he had them there for a concert series. You know, the Obama White House was full of this, and people going to the White House to talk about certain issues. So the idea that Kanye going to the White House is somehow, it's something that he shouldn't do, or you have people saying that he should be focusing on his music, you know, is very hypocritical. You know, I don't know particularly what Kanye's angle is. I know that what I do appreciate about him and what he's doing is that he really is encouraging people to think free. And on that level, I totally agree with Kanye. I don't know what he's doing outside of that. I would love, if he's not registered as a Republican, I would love to him to now be a Republican. And we have a couple of candidates out there who would love some support from a Kanye West. So if he wants to get involved with the party, then that's fine. But to criticize him, and on CNN, he was called by, it was another black conservative, it was called a house, I think it was a token Negro. Because he went to the White House and had a meeting with the president, not just Donald Trump, the president of the United States of America. Come on.
Yeah, listen, and that's the problem, is that they don't want to see him, they don't want to give him any credit for being the president of the United States. All that stuff bothers them tremendously. But, you know, again, you go back to, you brought it up and you kind of lodged it loose in my head. Remember, Jay-Z went to the White House. He was a man that was known for his disgusting lyrics aimed at women, and yet he was hailed for going to the White House, right?
Yep, sure was. I mean, it was not just him, it was a flood of them who were in and out of the White House. And I didn't have a problem with that. You know, it is the people's house.
I agree.
But the hypocrisy of the left to now complain about a celebrity, because if you hear them and say, well, it was just a Photoshop. Usually when you go into the White House and when you go into the Oval Office, it's a Photoshop. I mean, it's a photo op.
Right.
You're not going, you don't go into the Oval Office to have all of these powwow think tank meetings and things like that. They have conference rooms for that. You don't go into the Oval Office to, you know, lay out your 10-point plan and have it responded to. That's just not what you're there for. It's a photo op.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I look at that, and not only that, who was it? Kim Kardashian, right? She went and saw the president. I think it was Kim Kardashian. Was it? Yeah. So she went and saw the president, and they talked about prison reform, and they talked about some issues going on, and things that, look at, if you think the president has his thumb on every pulse of every heartbeat that's going on in the country, you're out of your mind. It's too hard to keep your finger on everything. So when somebody like that can get an audience with the president and bring one issue to him that he could turn around, fix, and make right, as he has in several instances, why is this hate still around him? Why?
Because he's supporting a Republican president. I mean, it's, you know, people will argue that it's because of Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. It's because he's supporting a Republican president, period. And, I do know that Kanye, one of the things that he talked about at the White House was his opposition to the suggestion that President Trump may have made about the stop and frisk policy in Chicago. And so he was carrying the message from the community there in the Chicago that they don't want that. And Trump was seemed amenable to that. You know, he's not a disagreeable person, but that's something that he seemed amenable to. So Kanye was able to carry that message there and have that conversation with Donald Trump. His wife, Kim Kardashian, she advocated on behalf of, and I hope I have her name right, but I think it was Alice Johnson. Alice Johnson was the grandmother, the black grandmother, she had been in jail for, I can't think of how many years, but it was on a nonviolent drug offense. I think she may have been serving life, but this is the person whose Trump sentence, I think he commuted.
Right.
This was the African, black...
I know what you're talking about. I can't place it either, but you're right. He did, because it was a ridiculous sentence, and the president was able to turn that around, and that's part of prison reform, which I don't have a problem with.
Right.
As long as we look at this stuff from a sane standpoint, I don't have a problem with it. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the tax support group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's get to it, because I don't want to lose any time with this young man. Malik Abdul joins me. He's the Chief of Staff for the Black Conservative Federation. And first of all, Malik, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me tonight.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the invitation.
So let's, you're having a National Day of Action. Well, you know, that sounds like every other group in the country. Everybody's out to do some action. What is your National Day of Action about?
So we are a Black conservative organization, and part of our strategy was to make sure that we had a Black conservative presence in some of the key races around the country. So we partnered with the RNC, and RNC and state and local leaders to really come up with our National Day of Action. So we will be on the ground. You know, we're going to, you know, we call ourselves, we said that when we were thinking about it, we said, okay, well, we're going to go back grassroots. And so, of course, grassroots means boots on the ground, phone banking, sign waving, you know, door knocking. And we will have deploying our teams all around the country. We're going to be in Michigan, Maryland, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, Illinois, Texas. And there are a few more that I think we've added since then. What we realized when we made the initial announcement, the feedback that we were getting from people saying, hey, you know, well, what about this state? You know, well, what about Pennsylvania? What about here? And that was something that, you know, Deontay and I and some of the others on the team that we talked about, they said, well, wow. So there clearly was a void there. So when you say, what is it about, you know, you can say, okay, well, what's the difference between this National Day of Action versus any other, is that there's a real void out there. So there's a real black conservative, there's a void out there for black conservatives and mechanisms for them, even candidates, to get the support. We were one of the first organizations to endorse John James. John James was our keynote at our Black History Luncheon back in February doing CPAC. So ironically, you're talking about CPAC, but John James, he was actually there, and we endorsed him at that time. So we really were one of the first organizations to endorse him. But these are the things that we're interested in doing, and of course, we are happy now that, you know, he's picking up in the polls and has the support of the president and the vice president and Kid Rock, you know, and, you know, switching very briefly back to Kanye. We were talking about Kanye. I would love for Kanye to go out with Kid Rock and campaign for John James. That right. would be pretty awesome.
You know, it would be great, but, you know, it's funny because this leads into a question that I'm going, the road I'm going to go down with you here in a second. It's kind of like we have been conditioned over the years, and black community has been conditioned, the white community has been conditioned to believe that blacks can't or shouldn't be Republicans, even though I've always felt over the years, I haven't always been a politico, if you would, but I've always felt like the black and even the Jewish community, they share 85-90% of the same principles and the values that the Republicans share, and I'm just amazed that I'm glad you guys are doing it. But up until recently, what group has been spreading that message in and around the black community?
Well, there have been other organizations. I think one of the things that distinguishes us is that we were founded by, you know, a black conservative, and our goal is to expand the black conservative movement. And that doesn't mean that we're not inclusive, but that's our principal goal. So, but there were or other organizations out there who were doing that. But one of the things that we have on our side now, you know, we're in the era of social media. So, VCF is a millennial aligned organization. So there, you know, certain things that may, you know, other organizations may have done, BCF is looking at trying to do some of those things a bit differently, even in our associations, the partnerships, the things that we're working on. I attended the Congressional Black Caucus. You know, that was, it was kind of like going into the lion's den for your listeners who don't know. But it was a great experience. I made some great contacts. It was some fun ribbing about being a black Republican and you know, supporting Trump. But I will say that it was the response that I got a lot of good feedback from people who were interested, from blacks, you know, black Democrats who were interested in working across the aisle to find common ground. And I get this wherever I go. I literally get this wherever I go. So the opportunities are there, and that's what we're interested in doing for BCF.
Malik, I got to ask you, though, when you were in there, did you get that confused? You know how your dog kind of looks at you confused because he doesn't really know what you're doing, kind of got his head cocked and ears back? And I mean, did you kind of get that look for some people in the Black Caucus? They're looking at you like, what? What do you mean? You're a Republican?
Well, you know, there was I went to a couple of events. The first event that I attended, it was great. Ironically, Maxine Waters was there. She was being honored at that particular event. But the people there, they were literally great. It was great, you know. And I walked in there with my I'm a proud Republican pin. Wow. So that's how they knew, you know, I knew what I was doing by wearing my pin. So I proudly wore my pin.
And you had a bulletproof vest on underneath your shirt. Too, right?
But it was great. I mean, I will say that was the best experience that I could have had because the contacts that I made there, so young guy that we're meeting with, Ori Ward of the Purple Isle, and that's an organization. They're trying to do a lot of things in a bipartisan way, but it was a guy, a Morehouse graduate. He did a couple of things. I think he may have even worked with Obama or something at some point. But he approached me during that weekend, and he said, well, hey, I want to work. You know, we need to try to find common ground. And so I'm seeing that more and more. The problem is that you don't see enough of that reflected in the media. So the media will have you believe, or because they have people who will go after Kanye or, you know, people like that, you know, the media will have you believe that there's this war as far as in the black community.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The Republican Party has historically had challenges with getting the black vote. Trump, of course, got more of the black vote than Mitt Romney and John McCain. And I repeat, Trump the racist got more of the black vote than Mitt Romney and John McCain.
Well, his approval rate's up over 30% in the black community. That's unheard of in modern history for a Republican president.
I do believe that Donald Trump is doing better with the black community than how it has been marketed, if you will, in the media. I don't know what the exact numbers are, but I do have a sense that he's doing better, and I felt that way during the general election before he was elected. I felt like, I said, well, something may be happening here, and if you noticed, the polls were wrong.
Oh, just a little. Listen, I have a black friend of mine. I know he listens to the show from time to time, and I'm not trying to insult him. But he got so mad at me when President Trump said he was giving a speech and he was talking to the black community. He said, look, you've been voting for Democrats for 60 years. They've done nothing for you. What do you have to lose?
What do you have to lose?
So I was talking to my buddy, and I said to him, I said, he's got a point. You know, the Democratic Party's done nothing for you, and here he's saying, give me a chance. And he looked at me and he said, I can't believe you bought into that. That's so demeaning. I said, no, he wants to help you.
I come from a family of Democrats, and I know a lot of Democrats. I have friends who are Democrats and many people who share your friend's point of view. I just happen to disagree with it because what do we have to lose? You know, of course, Trump says a lot of things like that. Our president does. We know that. And I wasn't offended by it in any way. But if you look at these cities like Washington, D.C., what's happening here, Washington, D.C. has one of the largest income wealth gaps in the entire country. What's happening in Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, you know, you can go from city to city to city. And I say that to point out cities that are run by Democrats.
We're pretty much out of time, Malik. I want you to tell people how they get involved with the Black Conservative Federation. How do they do that?
So you can find us on Facebook, of course, at Black Conservative Federation. Follow us on Twitter at BCF_. Again, that's B as in boy, C, F as in Frank, official_.
All right. And people, go out, check them out, get involved. Stop complaining about that you never see any certain groups do anything. Go out, get involved, help them out. Listen, next hour, got a good one coming up. Millennials now are being blamed for killing the American cheese industry. Very important to know this. We'll be back in a few minutes.